and on the line now at the moment I have Siobhan Matthews from Lawler Partners. Good morning to you, Siobhan.
Hi, good morning, Mel.
I did say your name right, Matthews, didn't I?
Matthews.
Oh, Matthews, okay.
Yeah, you're hard.
Sorry about that. Before I ask you the first question, I just want to ask you about wills. And if you, well, the first question is about a will anyway, but this is separate. If I went out to make a will tomorrow, can I name someone as an executor without asking them? And, you know, it becomes a big surprise for them, but that, is that, does that become legal?
Well, technically, yes, but I suppose if someone came into our office and was looking for advice and making a will, we would always advise them to inform the executors. It just, you know, it just eliminates any problems maybe that might arise in the future, you know, because they can then say no. And I suppose technically if someone doesn't want to be an executor on the will and they do find out that they are, they don't have to... they don't have to carry out that role either.
Oh, I see.
You know, they can step down also. So it's not the be all and end all.
Okay, that sorts that out. So
yeah.
they can refuse. Someone comes along after I've popped me cogs and says, Noel made you an executor. They can say, no, I don't want to be executor. Get someone else. So you can do that.
You can absolutely refuse, yeah.
Okay.
But you just do need to do so within a reasonable amount of time as well, you know, in order to get the estate administered. You don't want to, you know, delay it any further, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, first question. Thank you very much for that, Siobhan. First question is, my mother has passed away and has named me as an executor of her estate. Now, one of my brothers has expressed interest in buying the estate. Now, he cannot afford a current market price and he said that he would buy it at a lower price. Excuse me. I know that she would like to keep it in the family, the home that is, but I'm worried that the other family members will have an issue with it and I'm unsure if I'm leaving myself open to problems.
Right, that's an interesting one. Okay, well, I suppose the role of an executor in administering the will is to distribute the assets of the estate in accordance with the terms. So, you know, and I don't know what the terms are of the will. I presume that they're all the beneficiaries are going to benefit equally. But now, as the executor, she would have a duty of care to the beneficiaries to get the best price for the assets,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then so there's obviously the most amount of money then in the pot, you know, as you say, for the beneficiaries. She also needs to make sure that she protects the house from devaluing as well, and it also must be insured. So that is something that she needs to keep in mind as well. But I suppose in terms of whether she can sell it to the brother, well, we would always advise that in them kind of scenarios, if she's unsure, but you know what the beneficiaries would say, it's always best to approach them and try come to some sort of family agreement.
Mm-hmm.
There is a possibility that down the line, if the property is sold below market value, she is leaving herself open to being sued, and as well, she can be held personally liable.
Who would sue her? Sorry, Siobhan. Who would sue her? The other members of the family?
Sorry, what? Sorry.
Who would sue her?
The beneficiaries.
Okay.
They can sue her if she sells a property below market value, because then there'd be more money in the pot if it was to be sold for market value.
Yeah.
So she can be sued by the beneficiaries. If she goes ahead and sells the house to her brother below market value, but always we would advise that she does come to some sort of agreement with the family members, who I presume are the only beneficiaries.
Yeah.
You know, and then there might be any issues in the future. But also, she needs to keep in mind that if she does decide not to sell it to the brother, then she needs to put it on the market and she needs to get it sold. She has usually kind of a reasonable amount of time to get an estate administered, mm-hmm. is about a year. So she would need to get it on the market if she's not going to sell it to the brother. She would need to keep that in mind.
Okay. So, yeah, because hypothetically, well, no, in reality, I suppose, if there's four in the family and the mother leaves the estate equally between them and the executor is the daughter there and she wants to sell it off cheaply, the others will be going, now, hold on, if you put it on the market, we get much more than that. That's more or less clarifying the situation. So have a discussion about it, I suppose, is the
best.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and especially with families, you know, it's always the best way to do it, and especially with, you know, yourself and there's money involved. If you can come to some sort of agreement, it will eliminate any problems down the line.
Okay, just before we go any further, where are you, just tell us where Lawler Partners is situated and give us your website, Siobhan.
Yeah, so our website is www.lawlerpartners.ie, and we are situated in Aran Square. So it's just off Aran Quay there, and we do litigation and we do probate and conveyancing as well.
Okay.
Do some medical negligence too.
Yeah, just to remind people as well, it's always a good idea if you haven't made a will yet. It's more important, I think, more these days for tax reasons as well, with your children,
yeah,
to make a will as soon as you possibly can.
Absolutely.
Just for
yeah.
safety in the future.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is my daughter was in a local shop buying a packet of crisps, and she paid for them and then walked out of the shop. But a staff member shouted at her that she'd not paid for the crisps. Now, she was not allowed to leave the shop until the CCTV was checked. She was so embarrassed, as one of the teachers was in the shop and some other school kids. Now, my daughter's never been in any trouble and is a good child. She's really upset and embarrassed about this. And some children in the school are calling her names now. Is there anything she can do?
Well, there is, Noel. That doesn't sound like a nice situation for a daughter to be in at all. There will be possible that she might have a claim for defamation. And actually, if she wasn't allowed to leave the shop and she was prevented from leaving the shop, she may also have a claim for false imprisonment.
Wow.
So, you know, that would be something that her mother, because I presume that if she's in school that she's still a minor,
mm-hmm.
Her mother could go to a solicitor and get some advice on. You know, probably the first step will be for a solicitor to write a letter to the shop requesting an apology from them. You know, also it's actually quite clear that then that if the CCTV was checked and it turned out that she didn't in fact steal anything and she paid for it. One of the defences that sometimes is used by retailers is the defence of truth. Obviously, if, you know, it turns out that they have pocketed maybe something else or that obviously they, you know, there is no claim there. But another defence that they use a lot of the time would be honest opinion. If they honestly believe that the child was, you know, kind of acting a bit shady, or that they might have put something else, you know, put
yes,
something
yeah.
in their pocket that they thought was, you know, an item from the shop. You know, and that would obviously just come out in the circumstances
okay.
of, you know, but maybe clear from the CCTV. But yeah, no, she could bring a claim for defamation and I would say false imprisonment. Although it doesn't seem really in this case that they would have any reason to believe that she did maybe steal anything.
Yes,
I don't
sure.
know. Again, the CCTV will probably give you more of an insight to that. And I suppose just in terms of damages, if she is getting bullied because of it in school,
mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people would fall on defamation claims in relation to damages, you know, that there wasn't really, they didn't, you know, nothing really happened after that, you know, or there's no one in the shop, nobody heard,
yes,
nobody
sure.
heard anything, you know, nobody heard you being defamed. But there was a few people in that shop there, and if she is getting bullied from, you know, arising from that circumstance, you know, she would have she'd have a claim for damages as well.
Okay.
You know, emotional damages maybe, and that, you know.
Yeah, well, the best thing to do is consultation solicitor, get some advice. But the one thing that I hate about that question is that no matter what happens, if she wins the case, no matter what happens, it's like the old story, accusation, smoke, fire.
Oh, absolutely.
The suspicion's always there, yeah. The stigma always stays. And kids can be pretty cruel sometimes, as she sort of
That's
seems to be suffering
yeah,
already.
Exactly,
yeah.
you know, and even, you know, when there is teachers in your, I mean, how many times you go into a shop and there's someone you know in there? You know, it happens
yes, yeah.
a lot of the time. So they do need to be careful. But, you know, again, as well, then they have to protect their business too. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, you know, you need to weigh it all up.
It's an awkward situation, but as I say, like a situation I'd hate to happen anyway, but any child. Anyway, the last one there, Siobhan, very good there. That's the best thing, consultation solicitor, and there is some recompense should come forward.
Yeah.
I have a conflict with my employer and I'm sure what to do. Now, I love my job and I'm on a good salary and I don't want to leave, but I'm still unsure on what to do because of this conflict with my employer.
Okay, yeah, it's probably a bit of a difficult one because they don't elaborate on what the conflict
is yeah.
Or even, you know, their relationship with their employer. Sometimes, if you do have a good relationship, it's always good to approach somebody and try, you know, talk it out and work it out. Or if you have a HR department, maybe if it's a bit of a bigger firm, they could go to someone in a HR department and try resolve it that way. But, you know, if that all fails, they can go to the Workplace Relations Committee, which do provide mediation services. And there's actually a lot of benefits to that service is, you know, it's confidential. Now, it is voluntary, so both sides must agree to go to it. But once you're there, it's you. Both parties have total control. You know, they can leave if they want to. They can, you know, they'll control where it goes and what's discussed and on that. And the mediator is totally impartial. It can actually be quite quick as well. So, as well, if there's a dispute, you don't want it going on and on for weeks, because, you know, that's not good for anybody.
Well, he says he's happy with his salary, so it doesn't seem to be a monetary conflict.
Yeah, it's difficult. Maybe it's a procedural one or, you know, something. But the one thing to note as well, that if they do come to an agreement in mediation, that is legally binding under contract law. Mm-hmm. And, you know, depending on what it is, if it's not followed through by either the employer or the employee, it can be enforced by the court also.
And I suppose if it come up during one meeting and it's just let sort of fester a little bit, maybe the best thing to do is go back and say, can we talk about this again? And
Absolutely.
Try and without mediation. And then if not, go to mediation. And talking is always the best way.
Yeah. And it's simple enough to apply for mediation. It's just an online form as well.
Okay.
But as I said, both parties must agree to go. They must be willing, you know, both parties must be willing to resolve the issue.
Okay. Thanks very much, Siobhan. Give us that website again.
Yeah, so it's www.lawlerpartners.ie.
Okay, and Siobhan or Fintan will be back in the next couple of weeks with some more answers to your queries.
Yeah.
Listen, we just hang on there for a sec and I'll get back to you in a sec.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks,
Siobhan. That's Siobhan Matthews from Lawler Partners.